This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the need to stay on the same page with God in 2018. Recently, I was talking about the things we need to be mindful of when we're birthing something great. One of those things is that we must stay on the same page with God. Recall Zechariah's story when the angel of the Lord appeared before him in the temple. The angel told him God had heard his prayer and will bless his wife Elizabeth with a son. Many will rejoice at his birth, and he will be seen as great in the eyes of the Lord, and that he was to call him John. But Zechariah didn't believe any of it. He was afraid and doubtful. At this time, Zechariah was not on the same page with God. So God silenced him until John the Baptist was born. It's interesting what God will do to get us on the same page with him. After John was born, family and friends came over to celebrate. Everyone wanted to name the baby Zechariah after his father. Zechariah motioned for a tablet to write on, recalling that the angel told him the baby would be called John. And he wrote on a tablet, "His name is John." In that very moment, God restored his voice. What do you need to do to get on the same page with God before you enter 2018? And what will God restore for you if you do? Lean on these words for guidance. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, get on the same page with God and start your 2018 strong.